Shachar Shkalam Parak Aleph Mishnah Bei Amar Rabbi Yehuda for Yishayna Hayoikr Who Masliichan Lepneh. Said in the previous Mishnah that from the first day of Adar, Bezin would announce that anybody who has climb in their field shall uproot one of the two plants. He plants the two different types of plants together. He shall uproot one of them so that one of the plants should be less than 1/24, and that way it would be bustle and it would not be climbed. Now some say that if you plant the two different types of plants together, you have to completely uproot one of the two plants. It would not be enough that one of the plants is less than 1/24, as the second plant would not be bustle. And since client is planting two different types of plants together, but if you planted them separately, it would be mutter. It's only usher because you planted them together. In such a case, one would not be bustle in the other, and when you uproot the client, you have to uproot one type of plant completely. It would not be enough to uproot it so that it's less than 1/24. And starting from the 15th day of Nisan, Bezin would start sending shlichim agents out to the field to make sure that everybody had, in fact, uprooted the client from their field. And Rabbi Yehuda said, at first, if the shlichim of Bezin would find that somebody had climbed in their field, they would uproot one of the two types of produce and throw down that produce in the field. Misha rubu obri avera. When there started to be a lot of transgressors that would plant climb in their field and would not uproot them before the shlichim came. And since the shlichim were uprooting one of the two types of produce and throwing down the produce in their field, the people were not motivated to uproot the client themselves, since they felt that the shlichim were doing them a favor by weeding their fields and leaving the produce in their fields so they can use that produce for animal fun. So then Bezdin started uprooting one of the two types of produce, and they wouldn't throw the produce back in the field. Instead, they would throw the produce into the rows so that the produce would be ruined, and they hoped that would motivate people to uproot the client themselves. But even that did not help, and the people were still not sufficiently motivated to uproot the client, since they felt that Bezin was doing them a favor by weeding their fields. So Bezin subsequently made a takana that if the shlichim of Bezin would find that somebody had climbed in their fields, they would be mafkir the entire field so that anybody else could take it. If we have a cloud, hefker, Bezin, hefker. Anything Bezin makes into hefker would be hefker. So therefore, now people were sufficiently motivated to uproot the climb themselves, lest the shlichim of Bezin find the climb in their fields and make the entire field hefker. On the 15th day of Adar, the money changer would be sitting in the Medina, in Yerushalayim. As we said in Mishnah Aleph, from the first day of Adar, Bezin would start announcing that people should start bringing in the machatis of shekel, the half a shekel, that was to be used for their portion in the korbanos sibur, in the communal sacrifices such as the tmidim and the musafim. And starting from the first day of Nisan, they would start bringing the korbanos sibur from the new collection of machatis hashekel. And by the 15th day of Adar, there were already money changers sitting in Yerushalayim. Anybody who would come in with some kind of foreign money, the money changer would change the money into the machatis hashekel. By the 25th day of Adar, the money changer were already sitting in the Beit HaMikdash itself so that people can quickly come and give the machatis hashekel before the first day of Nisan. Mishi yashvu b'migdash hischilu l'mashkin. Once the money changer started sitting in the Beit HaMikdash on the 25th day of Adar, Bezin would start forcing people to give the machatis hashekel. Anybody who has failed to bring the machatis hashekel by the 25th day of Adar, Bezin would go and force them to give it. As Mima Mashkin, who would be forced to give the Machtes HaShekel? Levim v'Yisraelim. Levim and Yisraelim are forced to give the Machtes HaShekel. Gerim v'Avodim Mishuchvar. Gerim and freed servants are also Mechuyiv in the Machtes HaShekel. Avolo Nashim v'Avodim u'Ketanim. However, women, servants, and children are not Mechuyiv in the Machtes HaShekel. Now, even children that are already bar mitzvah but are under 20 are punted for machatis hashekel. Only those that are over 20 are chayav to bring the half a shekel. Kol katan shehischo aviv lishko ayado shuvein apos. Any child that his father started giving a machatis hashekel for his child, the father is not allowed to stop doing so. And even though the father was punted from giving a machatis hashekel for his child that's under 20, however, if he did it 1 year, he has to continue giving the machatis hashekel for his child the following years as well. And if the father dies, then the child would have to give the machzis hashekel for himself, since the father has started giving the machzis hashekel, even though the child is under 20. Bethan did not force the Kohanim to bring in the machzis hashekel because of Darkei Shalom in order to keep the peace. And the Kohanim were the ones that did the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, and Bethan wanted to honor them by not actually forcing them to bring in the machzis hashekel. They relied on the fact that the Kohanim would bring in the machzis hashekel themselves without being forced. And even if at the end some of the Kohanim failed to bring in the machzis hashekel, Bethan made a condition that gave the Kohanim a portion and the communal sacrifices, even without giving in a machzis hashekel, this would be in return for the avodah that they did in the Beit HaMikdash.